This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock. Good to have you here, friend. You are sitting here with me at the winter conference. We miss having you at this conference.
Right.
Yeah, give us an update on the world as you see it from the tech world.
I want to start by recognizing Housing Wire's Woman of Influence for 2018. If you haven't seen it, I know if you're on LinkedIn, you probably have seen a bunch of different people forwarding nominations and awards for their friends. But I have to tell you, so many talented professionals have been awarded. I've been lucky enough to collaborate and even work within the same organization as a few of them, and very well deserved. And you know what the best part is, David? Going through their profiles and reading what they do and what they've done and what they've accomplished. It's just great to see what other people are doing. You know, sometimes you're tuned into your own little bubble. So if you haven't been there, definitely you want to check that out. Interesting, David, we talk a lot about QA, right? Quality assurance, not of a loan being submitted for purchase, but of our software. Everybody probably has read some of the emails and notifications coming through. Wells Fargo revealed on Friday that an error in its mortgage underwriting software led to hundreds of improperly denied mortgage modifications for borrowers facing foreclosure in a period of 5 years. And so it was in their SEC filing. It mentions that there was a calculation error that affected certain mortgages that were not in the foreclosure process. And they give a date range, but ultimately the error caused this miscalculation of attorney fees that were then used to determine if the borrower actually qualified for the loan modification or not. And these were in support of the Fannie and Freddie's affordable modification program. These numbers are interesting. 625 customers were incorrectly denied a mortgage modification or not offered one. And of the 625, 400 of them were foreclosed upon after the loan mod was incorrectly denied or not offered. Think about that. That's a lot of homes. You know, that's, if you're just looking at one town, that's many neighborhoods. $8 million has been set aside during the second quarter to be used to remediate that. And the Housing Wire report that I got some of this information from talks about that only comes out if you divide it by the 625 borrowers. It's only $12,800 a home. So that's really not a lot. Think about that. There was a miscalculation and you lost your home. So how do you avoid this, right? You know, it's not the last time we're going to hear about something like this. And what do I mean? What does that mean at a high level? Well, it's simple. For those of you in software or working with partners that are in software, it is extremely, extremely important to make sure that you're creating what's called a user story. And the user story creation process includes what's called a test story. You want to understand user behavior. How do you simulate that? Sometimes it's hard, right? We don't know exactly what Wells Fargo is going to report or what they're saying as how the errors were occurred. Maybe not everybody followed the same path to get to that calculation.
Right.
Seems elementary and overlooked, but it is extremely, extremely difficult sometimes to test. But putting the right process in place will help you gauge against that. And I'm sure that's not the last we're going to hear of erroneous errors, David, that are similar to that. I also want, you know, getting on technology, let's get to the positive side of technology. I wanted to mention this morning, it came out hot off the press that the Treasury urges the mortgage sector to embrace digital technology. And the Treasury's recent report includes support to the industry's automation efforts, recognizing that there's been a lot of movement in the digital mortgage space, especially by Freddie and Fannie, and we should be able to use that technology to soften the use of the False Claims Act against lenders. And the main point was to say, hey, we have to adopt this across Ginnie, Federal Housing Administration, and the Federal Home Loans Bank. And one of the issues, though, you know, is how long is it going to take, right? Well, I think one of the big issues is FHA, they need a budget. They're far behind on technology. They still use old mainframe systems. And so officials have emphasized the desperate need for technology upgrades there. We know that Fannie and Freddie are already accepting e-mortgages, but Ginnie does not. However, the ABA has a report that talks about how Ginnie has much less of a hurdle than everybody else. They already run in a bunch of hybrid technologies, overwhelming majority of which are cloud-based Oracle platform, and they already use state-of-the-art technology. So the Home Loans Bank does currently not lend against e-notes, and the Treasury recommends that they work towards a goal of accepting e-notes. They also talk about, David, accepting a digital appraisal, and of course that's for areas where there is a high certainty. So what does that all mean? It basically means that we have to continue to push and move technology And what we're adopting on the origination side of a mortgage loan into the securitization side, we need to start adopting e-notes. We need to start adopting these better ways of connecting with technology. The data is more validated and the asset is more secured. And then I'm going to leave everybody with this. David, I know you were a massage chair sitter at the store Brookstone in the mall. Is that correct?
I do enjoy that thing. I got one.
All right. Well, the note, the word on the street is, and the exact article quotes, Brookstone files for Chapter 11. They power down all of their small massage chairs forever. So we can wave goodbye to the Malls of America, $30 million bankruptcy loan to keep the chairs leased at their 35 airport locations, where they make $30 million a year. So it looks like the online shopping has had an effect, as we know, on the malls. And Brookstone has filed bankruptcy and looking to close a lot of those stores. They've already closed thousands of them, and there's more to come.
Well,
so no more massage chairs for you.
Well, and that's like they have a lot of cool technology. At least they did. So yeah, it's not surprising. Online world, the Amazons of the world coming into the mortgage industry, coming into every industry, coming to an industry near you. Is having an impact. Good to have you with us, Alan.
Right.
Appreciate it so much. Wish you were here. I had to hook all the cords up this week, the whole time. Alan was here helping me the last time. But anyway, good to have you here, friend.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Archimai is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive Archimai rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, David.
Mid-market lenders, credit unions, and regional banks often face time and cost constraints when it comes to implementing new technology. The good news is, you don't have to settle for less than the best when selecting a loan origination system. Black Knight is a leading mortgage technology provider and offers an option to install its state-of-the-art Empower LOS in less than 6 months through its Empower Now program. With shorter timelines and lower implementation costs, you can have Empower up and running quickly so you can begin originating more loans. Empower Now is a faster, more cost-effective implementation approach designed specifically for mid-tier financial institutions. With its configurable workflow and business process automation, Empower scales as your loan volume increases, meaning you don't have to change your LOS as your operations grow. Learn more about this game-changing approach to your LOS at blackknightinc.com.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. I'm sure that many of you are aware of the principle of reciprocity, which is a social rule stating that people feel obligated to repay what another person is giving them. This need is hardwired into our brains. Think of the old adage, the more you give, the more you get. By giving customers something small for free, the customer is much more likely to reciprocate in a subconscious attempt to repay the gift. So how can you use this knowledge ethically to boost your business? The first step is to determine what you can give. What would be of value? A trinket given for a completed app or an inquiry? Shift your thinking to something intangible and far more valuable. Knowledge, experience, or time. That is your gift to your customer. In an industry full of disinformation and a society where everyone is rushed, sharing your knowledge garnered from experience goes a long way. In the end, you're not selling anything. Your conversations are an opportunity to gift your time, attention, knowledge, and experience. Shift your perspective from the chore of talking to potential customers to the giving of a gift. It will give you insights on those discussions and will probably bring you more business. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.